Hi, this is Dr. Lin. The clinical patient last name is Hambrick, Hambrick, again, Hambrick. First name is Robert. Date of visit is December 5, 2023. Date of birth is July 15, 1958. Next level of referring physician is a California Medical Facility. Next paragraph for their visit is December 5, 2023. Next paragraph for chief complaint, autonomic neuropathy. Next paragraph is proposing known as patient is a 65-year-old male, kind of chief complaint for autonomic neuropathy and dizziness. So first off, patient tells me that he's been feeling dizziness for the last 3 years. So first off, it's been progressively getting worse. So first off, patient tells me that he feels dizzy and lightheadedness all the time. First off, a patient even feels dizzy and lightheaded when he's sitting. He tells me that symptoms worsen when he stands up or stands up quickly. First off, he tells me that there are times that he fainted and fell to the ground. First off, denies any hemiphoresis, hemiphoresis, sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First off, a patient tells me that he had done scans. First off, he's waiting to get a colonoscopy. First off, we also have a chest X-ray done before, and he tells me that it was normal. First off, next paragraph. Neurological examination, awake and alert. First off, the patient's speech is fluent. First off, next paragraph, remote examination. Patient is able to, cranial nerve examination, facial expressions symmetrically, facial expressions symmetrically. First up, there is no dysarthria. First up, extraocular motor intact. First up, but there's no disconjugate gaze. First up, there's no disconjugate gaze. First up, motor examination, bilateral arms of 5 out of 5. First up, patient's able to stand up and walk. First up, and next paragraph, sensory examination, patient's decreased sensation to the toes. So first up, a gait examination, patient's able to walk. First up, next patient's able to walk normally. First up, there's no shuffling gait. First up, next paragraph, a diagnostic test. A CT scan was done August 7, 2023. First up, it was no acute intracranial abnormality. So first off, however, there's some mild cerebral atrophy. First up, next paragraph, impression number one. Other diagnostic test was done on September 28, 2023. That one was done in my office for EMG nerve conduction study. First up, it shows a severe axonal sensory peripheral neuropathy of the bilateral lower legs. First time, next of impression, chronic dizziness and vertigo symptoms. First time, patient tells me that he's even dizzy and lightheadedness when he's sitting. First time, when he stands up, like my symptoms get much worse. First time, impression number two, sensory peripheral neuropathy. Was found on the EMG nerve conduction study on September 28, 2023. Comma based on the EMG nerve conduction study that I've done in my office. So for some impression number three, autonomic neuropathy, comma, given the severe orthostasis. Given the severe orthostasis and the severe peripheral neuropathy. First up, next paragraph, recommendation, explain to patient developed diagnosis. Thinks about what I recommend obtain a brain MRI, comma, to definitively evaluate for cerebellar lesions, such as small cerebellar lesions and cerebellar infections, first up, causing these symptoms. Next number. The HCT was done. First up, however, I would like to obtain a brain MRI, which can show more details of first time. Next number. Also, I recommend a patient to continue to complete the cancer workup and tumor workup. First up, patient's planning for colonoscopy. First up, a patient has already done a chest X-ray. According to patient, it is negative study. First up, next number. Maybe consider a CT scan of the chest, to definitively evaluate for occult tumors or small tumors. First up, given that a very small tumor can cause a paraneoplastic syndrome and autonomic neuropathy. First up, next number. A first step, but I will also call the prison, comma, to see if they have a lab test done, comma, including anti-HU antibodies, comma, YO-AB, comma, CV2-AB, comma, RI-AB, first step. An example also recommend patient if all the tests come back normal, comma, or non-revealing, comma, can recommend patient to see the autonomic neuropathy clinic, comma, at UCSF, comma, for further evaluation. First up, next up, this marks the end of dictation. First up.